T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
My name is Chris Ring. I'm one of the partners at Rec Room here on Chippewa. We're one of the event organizers for the Bills Block Parties. This upcoming Sunday, we have our second Bills Block Party, where we shut down Chippewa from Franklin to Delaware with two massive LED video walls, live music, food and drink, to watch the Bills cheer on the Chiefs. Last game that we did with the Bills versus Miami, we had an amazing turnout. Over 700 people showed up. It was a great event, bringing people down to Chippewa on the off hours to a district that's primarily known just for the nightlife. The goal of these Bills Block Parties are basically trying to get people to return to Chippewa during the daytime hours to see the other things that we have happening down here, whether it's the great restaurants, the hotels, the new art that we have up on different buildings. And we're basically hoping to capitalize off of that this Sunday. So we are opening this week at 6 p.m., a couple hours before kickoff. Again, encouraging people to come down here. We have live music, great food and drink specials from our sponsors, multiple food stands from Bocce's Pizza, Soho, the Tap House, serving food and drink all day long. And we're expecting just under 1,500 people for this game, so almost double what we had last week. And the reaction's been really great. People have been embracing these Bills games. You know, obviously the Bills are great this year, so when the Bills are good, all the businesses seem to kind of cash in on that, and the city is very supportive, and that's what we're hoping for this event, and carrying that through November and December. We're doing these again for the Jets game November 14th, and another one December 26th, Christmas weekend, as we take on the Patriots.
And folks, some of the information that Chris just talked about went out in the daily briefing. I think it's the first item of the daily briefing, if my mind recalls. Sometimes it doesn't recall. Michael?
Good afternoon. Mike Finn, Public Works Commissioner for the City of Buffalo. Let's give a quick update on the progress of the Entertainment District project. As you can see, we completed the road paving this week on Chippewa Street. The striping's going in right now. Contractors will be working tomorrow to button up some electrical items on the block. All in all, Chippewa Street substantially complete, ready to be used as part of the Bills Block Parties. A big part of the design effort that we did with the Chippewa Alliance for Chippewa Street is to expand the use of the public space for events like the Bills Block Party. And the design features that you can see, the expanded sidewalks, the bump outs, all about how Chippewa is a destination place. It's not just a road to pass through, it's a place to go, a place to stop, stay, enjoy, and you know, to be entertained. This is the entertainment district for the City of Buffalo. And we wanted to really make something that was respectful and of that. So that's all for the construction update. I'm open for any questions, or Chris with the event.
Commissioner, just let everyone know, paving today, what still to go this project?
So this project is, I mentioned, it's the Entertainment District project, so it's more than just Chippewa specifically. It's Chippewa, Franklin, and Court Streets. Franklin and Court Streets will be continuing for the rest of the construction season and into next year. Specifically, Court Street, the majority of the construction on Court Street will happen next spring. For Chippewa Street, it's a lot of just minor details that we'll be buttoning up before the end of the year. But as I mentioned, you know, substantial completion for Chippewa Street.
Any questions for Mike or Chris?
Expect to be the same as the last one as far as pricing and food and menu options.
Everything's the same. The only additional things we have are additional VIP tables. That was kind of a hot thing for the last game. So we have increased our footprint. This space is going to be a little bit larger, expanding just past Jim's Steakout, allowing for us to have like an additional 30 tables that fit up to 10 people per table.
Chris, if it will stay hot, do you expect to maybe even expand further to allow more clientele in?
Yeah, the idea is, you know, when we want to get through the regular season, if the Bills do make the playoffs, the idea is to expand the footprint to the next block down to Pearl Street. So for the playoffs, we'd love to tie in the bars and restaurants down on that block and expand the whole footprint if we make the playoffs.
Being this is a Sunday night game and, you know, there's going to be a lot of interest in this, are we expecting a ton of people down here where maybe extra security needs to be added or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we're planning for, you know, a decent crowd, you know, like we're saying, about 1,500 people. The last game, we didn't really have a lot of people just kind of congregating outside the street, but we'll have additional security on staff as well as working with the Buffalo Police to make sure, you know, it's a safe environment. We don't have too many people just kind of like walking around the street.
It's a ticketed event, right?
It is a ticketed event. $10 to get in, 21 plus admitted.
You know, tough time. It's nice to see different restaurants coming together. What has that teamwork been like putting it?
I mean, it's been great. You know, we're the kind of the new guys on the block. We opened up in the fall of 2018. So we've been kind of working side by side with all the new bars and restaurant owners that are down here, trying to put this collective together where we're all working towards one goal, which is getting people down here during the off hours. This new event company, Chippewa Events Inc., that we formed just for these kind of games, has been a huge success. I mean, everybody's super supportive. Everybody's providing staff, different marketing ideas, all working towards this goal. And the idea is just walk before we run. Do these Bills games this year if everything goes well. Introduce some more live entertainment for the summer. Some concerts down here similar to what they do for Thursdays in the Square. Maybe return some of that stuff down here to the Chippewa Entertainment District.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.